After many years, Martin Lisinski can even find some humor in retelling the story of the day he stepped on a booby trap. The Nicasio-based veteran was among three men leading his squad.
The three of us crossed the creek. Creek's a western Pennsylvania word for creek. A little injection here. The point man went straight, the cover man rolled to the right, and I rolled to the left. And we started checking the area for booby traps. I can tell this now because I've told it over time. I offered this out at this point in time for the families of other folks who've come back wounded and don't know anything of what they're going through, so that they might understand.
That's what motivated Lisinski to spend an hour with us recounting his experiences in the war. He strongly believes that veterans, both from his time and from later wars, need to be able to talk with family and connect with other veterans. Telling the story of how he was wounded is part of a healing process that's been going on for nearly 50 years.
I rolled to the left, was walking along, checking for booby traps. I felt the earth go soft underneath my left foot, and then I heard a little ping. I had a moment there between that ping, I think, where I recognized the fact, I realized I just stepped on and detonated a booby trap. Literally, I had that recognition, and then boom.
The boom sent Lisinski up in the air. An eardrum blew out. He went unconscious for a second and came down on his back. When he landed, he called to the medic. "It's Ski," he said. "I'm here by the high bamboo." Looking at him today, his eye patch is the only visible clue that he was hurt in the war.
Yeah, I got shrapnel in the face and the cheek, and that's where I lost use of my eye. I have the eye, but what I have is I have you love this diagnosis. You got get your pen handy and your shorthand skills. I have a partial peripheral light perception only with a retained non-metallic foreign body. Which means, you know, when they detonate, it's just not, it's also the dirt and the dirt and the stone. I mean, everything comes up with something. One cut my cheek here and one of my eyelid, one piece of fragment went pierced my eye. That's the only visible thing.
Coming home with his injuries, Martin Lisinski says, "I lost the 70s. Caught up in the aftermath of war, he felt there was no way forward. Then a number of things happened. PTSD became a much more accepted diagnosis for so many vets. He began to work with veterans across generations, and he found his voice through writing, poetry, and prose, which allowed him to talk helpfully with family and friends of vets.
They don't show it, but there's a lot of struggle going on inside. It's the PTSD that's talking. It's not their loved one. The police separate them and know that that's what it is. And it's because of the acute suffering they're experiencing, or have experienced, the drama of combat and of their own illness."
Vietnam veteran Martin Lisinski. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.